AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Washington.
The president has a unique constitutional role, but he is not above the law.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are arguing to appeals judges he was immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Representing the Justice Department is James Pierce.
Never in our nation's history until this case has a president claimed that immunity and criminal prosecution extends beyond his time in office.
Trump's lawyer, D. John Sauer, says presidents could be prosecuted for giving Congress false information to enter war or for authorizing drone strikes targeting U.S. citizens abroad.
To authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
This case will likely set the stage for further appeals before the Supreme Court, which last month declined to weigh in, but could still get involved later. The former president is in the courthouse. Today in Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken faced tough talks with Israeli leaders on Gaza's post-war future. Meantime, Israel's offensive in Gaza continues. Rick Pieperkorn with the World Health Organization describes conditions at hospitals.
You talk about multiple trauma and trauma cases and patients with multiple trauma, spinal trauma, crush injuries, severe burns, amputees. I've never seen so many amputees in my life, including among children.
An Air Force official in Ukraine says Russia's recent escalation of missile and drone attacks is stretching Ukraine's air defense resources. A huge storm has brought snow to the Midwest and tornadoes in parts of the South. A wind gust of 106 miles per hour was recorded near the coast in Walton County, Florida. Germany's last remaining major department store chain filed for insolvency protection. Galleria Karstadt Kaufhof. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is slipping in early trading, giving back some of its big gain from the day before. The S&P 500 was 0.5% lower early Tuesday, a day after its best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow fell 240 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.6%. JetBlue Airways lost 6% after its chief executive, Robin Hayes, said he will step down for health reasons. Hayes will be replaced by JetBlue's current president, Joanna Garrity, who will become the first woman to lead a major U.S. airline. Tech stocks are back to sinking a day after leading the market higher. Oil prices also recovered some of their sharp losses from the day before. Financial markets have had a slow start to the year after roaring into the end of 2023. Seth Soutelle, New York.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.